It's your All About Symbian podcast with me, Ewan Spence. Today, coming to you from the recording from Le Web 3 conference that I recently attended in Paris, all about the new internet communications, where I caught up with Charlie Schnick from Nokia. Schnick, how are you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing wonderful today.
So why are you here? And why is Nokia here? Let's take both of them.
Okay, well, let's first me. I'm here because I like coming to this conference. This is the third time I've been here, and it's always nice to catch up with people. I've actually spent half my time. I actually missed some good panels. I didn't miss yours. I got to see yours. But I missed a few good panels because I was having such great conversations out here. So that's why I come here. I come here because, to me, this whole internet stuff is important. And I'm Mr. Mobile Guy, and I think I'm always here banging the mobile drum. So, like, in the first conference, I was the only guy from the mobile world here. The second time around, I was on the panel, but there was no mention of mobile, but mobile was mentioned everywhere. But those are still smaller gatherings. In this gathering, mobile was hardly mentioned at all by the panelists, the ones I heard at least. And but they did have a section of mobile people. So, you know, it's getting somewhere. But when I asked out there, I don't know if you were out there when I was out there, but when we asked out there who was not from Orange, who was an operator, there was like three hands came up. And I doubted how many people were from... So the traditional telco guys were not here. And I think that's really sad. And so there was a question, you know, are the web guys going to take over? Are the handset guys going to take over? Are the telco guys going to take over? And people were like, the telco guys. I'm like, well, they're not even here. So I'm here because I'm the online guy. And I'm not the handset guy. So I come to these events because I want to learn. I want to see what people have. I like meeting up with the people who are the movers and shakers because I get ideas from them and because we do deals with them and all that stuff. So that's what I'm here for.
And Nokia themselves as a company here, we have a stand at the front proudly displaying the N93 and N95. And I know about them. Our listeners know about them. But I've been watching people go by and just watching their chins drop when these phones get demonstrated to them.
Yeah.
It sounds like a corporate blowjob, doesn't it? Just keep going.
Yeah. It's the marketing thing, so you know we like this conference, so we sponsor it, and when you sponsor you get a little booth, so we had a booth and we're showing the devices. That's all, nothing big. But what I'm always amazed is that you can tell people that you do, like, you want to do web stuff and we're here in a web conference, but people still will just sit around and talk about the device. It's like, I don't want to talk about the device. And, okay, I must admit, I did bring a device knowing that I'd be showing the device, and I brought it specifically to show it. but, you know, it's like, come on, guys, let's move on. You know, I think it's more than the device now.
So where does Nokia drive the market? Let's face it. I mean, Nokia have reinvented themselves a couple of times before in their corporate history. They originally made toilet paper and tires. Now they're making phones. So where does Nokia go now that you don't want that device association? Where do you think they should go?
Well, I think, I'm the web guy, and Nokia is finally waking up that software and services are not something you just throw in a phone and give away for free. That it's actually something that you can add value, and from that value extract a business out of that, like everybody here is trying to do. And finally, you know, one thing that a lot of us have been pushing within the company, saying, wake up, wake up, wake up. Now everybody's woken up, and the CEO last week was just saying, hey, we are an internet company. I can't believe I said that. No, anyway, yes, he said that. Both he and Antti Vainio, who's my boss's boss's boss, we realize that it's more than just the plastic. It's more than just the fancy stuff that we do in the device. It's about the whole thing. I don't want to use the word, but it's the experience we say. That's the word we use in the company, is the experience. The service sounds like, you know, maid service or toilet cleaning service. But, I mean, it's really about when people grab these devices, can we provide them the best mobile web experience? And I think now this is where I think your second question was, where do we fit into the whole thing? I think when I look at the big guys like Google, Yahoo, and all them, and these are the ones that we traditionally associate as internet companies, and of course all the little guys as well, but nobody's really looking at the mobile side of things. Or if they do, they're viewing it in the way they understand mobile from the desktop. So, so Google's done some nice things. I don't know if Yahoo's done some nice things, but I think that we, as a truly mobile company who understands the consumer, well, we should understand the consumer, understanding how people do things in the mobile life, I think we can actually make an impact there and actually do something that's new and different.
So if you had to, you know, typify that with one example that, that people are going to be aware of now, what would you use?
Aware of now? Well, I think we've been trying to get the formula right on gaming, the mobile gaming part. You know, what is it that, what, I think the first round was more of let's copy the game industry with consoles
this,
and all.
This would be the original sort of Engage design and the marketing and the manufacturing and the ethos behind that then, yeah?
Yeah, and but the philosophy is now is that we can still add value to gaming by understanding really when people game, how people game, when they're mobile. I mean, okay, maybe we should have thought that first, but and we did, but I think we understand it a lot more now having gone through it once. And so I expect there'd be a lot of really cool things coming out in the gaming side. If we can really get it right.
So you think then the cost that was incurred for the original Engage platform, so Engage and Engage QD, do you think that was worth it for the market research?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to end. I think it's going to continue. I think we'll just be refining it over time and improving it.
And obviously, Nokia have a large lead in handset sales and market share. And there are stronger and stronger and stronger rumors coming out of Cupertino that Apple are going to come up with something in mid-January. If you had Steve Jobs here, what would you tell him about the mobile market, apart from leave it alone, it's ours?
I wouldn't say anything. I think they know it. They just know what their people want to do when they're mobile. So I think where Apple's going to come in is, and I think it's great that they're, whatever they do, I don't know, everybody's saying the rumor's stronger and stronger, but I still don't believe it because every year there's a rumor around this time of year. And I think that if they do come out with some sort of mobile communication device, whether it be a Wi-Fi phone, whether it be a cellular phone using GSM or whatever, I think it's great for them, but I'm pretty sure that whatever they come out with, it's going to be something that works great within their ecosystem of devices and how their users do it. So I think that's I think it's just great that they're doing it, and I'm not going to say anything to them because I think, except great, can I have one, you know, or whatever. I mean, I'm really curious to see what they could come up with.
Do you think that the N95 is well positioned no matter what they come out with? Because that seems to be the one that Nokia's leading with quite heavily.
No, but actually no, in the sense that If you look at what Apple does when they come out, and I don't like using the Apple example a lot because everybody...
I'm just going for the shirt ranking here.
No, no, but the reason I don't like using the Apple example because it's brought up for just so many different things that everybody tries to do. But someone said to me that it's not because Apple did it right. It's because everybody else is doing it so wrong. So what Apple's doing is not rocket science. It's just everybody else doesn't understand how to do it. So, but if you look at the way Apple would do something, they would make sure that it's integrated completely into their whole thing, so that, that whatever device they came in, came out with, would sync beautifully with a Mac, would be able to do something within the Mac world, you know, the world of all Mac stuff. Whereas if you look at the N95, and this is where it comes to this whole experience thing, we came out with a device, okay, but wait a minute, you know, wouldn't it be nice, you know, this is a great device for watching videos, wouldn't it be nice if it somehow fit into the video world, whether it be, you know, seeing YouTube or going to some video download service or allowing me to post videos or allowing me to get videos off my PC, stuff like that. And that's, I think, so in terms of well positioning, I think it's a good promise, but we need to add all those other elements that we need to really make it a great device. And I think that's what we're learning, is that we've been, over the last couple of years, getting closer and closer to this idea of it's more than just the plastics, and it's more than just giving away the software, that the software has value. Because if you give it away, the user doesn't perceive the value. And so we need to keep that value there. And I think starting with like the N95, if we can start building stuff around that that make it much more central to that whole thing, or it doesn't even have to be central, it just has to fit well into the way people lead their lives. And I don't think we're there yet. And that's what our group is trying to do. So all the multimedia experiences group, that's what we're called. We're trying to get that whole software part of it and get that value and extract value out of that and make it valuable to whoever has our device, but understanding that it's part of a larger world. So it's not just, you know, the device is the hub, but that the device is just the thing that's with you, and how does that fit into everything else that they do? So... does that make sense?
It does, yeah. Food for thought there, Charlie. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast. www.allaboutsymbian.com. Copyright 2006.